This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America tonight, Kate Delaney, as we continue to rock through another week on this show, and a lot of things happening. I've said this now for months. Russia, Russia, Russia. We're back to that. Also, what's happening with health care, the big push, whether or not the Senate is going to have anything that's going to really amount to a hill of beans, or it's a moot point. What's very interesting and coming up is McCain, John McCain, the longtime senator from Arizona, saying that that what's happening with this Russia saga is having a negative impact on the Republican Party's agenda. I love this quote. It's sucking the oxygen out of the room, and everybody knows it. He said, I think it's very difficult when you have this overwhelming barrage of new information that unfolds every few days, and it's obvious. The ongoing investigations into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to win last year's presidential election, including a Department of Justice investigation headed by the former FBI director Robert Mueller, Robert Mueller. And then it was revealed this week that Donald Trump Jr. met with a Russian lawyer last summer after he's promised some damaging information on Hillary Clinton, which he was told came from the Russian government. But the president says, listen, this entire Russia thing is just a witch hunt. And he didn't collude with the Kremlin. I mean, ultimately, that's it, right? So we can keep talking about Russia, but did he collude with the Kremlin? Did he collude? Or did he not collude with the Kremlin? That is the question, folks. What do you believe? What do you think happened there? Yay or nay? And honestly, I think it's I think it's a difficult thing to answer because they're still investigating. And really, he was the one who put the former FBI director, the president, in place. So it's got to play out. But the Justice Department, the Obama Justice Department, allowed the Russian lawyer who met Donald Trump Jr. into the country for a court case months before the meeting occurred. This is what the Hill is saying. So, you know, more details are starting to dump out about this. The Moscow attorney was given permission to come in by the then Attorney General Loretta Lynch, but the purpose was to have been to work on a court case in New York City. Her stay was supposed to have been limited to October 2015 through January 2016. Nobody can explain why she was still in the country 6 months later. And then she met with Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, and then campaign chairman Paul Manafort. According to Donald Trump Jr., the lawyer claimed to have damaging info on Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, but their 20-minute meeting at Trump Tower focused on Russian adoption issues instead. So, who knows? Because remember, it used to be that Americans adopted a lot of Russian kids. I have some friends that did, but then they stopped that because Putin was incensed by some things that happened. So that was stopped. I mean, it's just insane. That's what it is. It's the insane game. We're still playing the insane games coming out of Washington, D.C. I mean, whatever. Let's just, if I'm a Republican, I don't like this because I think McCain, he said it wrong. I don't agree with how he said it. But I think there is something to the constant paralyzation, the stop of movement in politics as the Republicans try to push things forward, because everybody's pretty much paralyzed with the feuding and the who said what and what's going on and what's breaking today and what's happening. Every day is like an insane day on a movie set where they're rewriting the script and the actors are just improvising all the lines they get because they don't have time to memorize them. Now, Trump is not making any big appearances this week, supposedly, just focusing on whatever the task is at hand, which, I mean, he made no public appearances either. Supposedly, he's going to have a brief press conference on Thursday in Paris. He's traveling to go to the Bastille Day festivities that they have going on. The Donald Trump Twittersphere is alive and well, though. Make no mistake, he tweeted out, "The White House is functioning perfectly. We're focused on health care, tax cuts and reform, and many other things. I have very little time for watching TV." Because that's what the take is. What's going on is this whole Mika Brzezinski and Morning Joe fracas and the comments that were made there, which was now it's been over a week ago, and the couple not going on vacation, getting their highest ratings ever because they responded to it. You know, it's just kind of more of the same, I suppose. That's what it is. And I can't tell you. Here's what I did on purpose. I decided I was waiting in an airport lounge earlier in the day, and I decided I'm going to look at Russia. I'm going to look at Russia investigation, see how many stories are out there. Oh, it's mind-boggling, right? I mean, mind-boggling. Like 4,000. Some, granted, say the same things, but some don't. And here's the deal. I'd say just push this investigation, keep letting it go, and then just wrap it up. Wrap it up. If I told you there were rats in New York City, would you be stunned by that? I think there's all kinds of rats, by the way, in New York City. I'm not just talking about the little kind that crawl around. Anyway, I thought this was valuable information to share with you, because I can remember one time when I had to get a subway, I would hear people talk about that rats, you know, they saw rats that were the size of dogs, and I thought, oh, please, I hope I never see a rat the size of a dog. And sure enough, I had to go in one morning early, and I was a little shaky anyway, thinking, oh, should I get on the subway? But I did, personal story alert, did go down to get on the subway, and I looked over, and there was a rat. I'm not kidding you. The size, not the size of Mahalo, our associate producer, my golden retriever, but pretty big. It was freaky. It was. So I just laughed when I saw this story. New York City is announcing a $32 million multi-agency plan to reduce their rat population. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're going to target rats in the Grand Concourse area of the Bronx, been there, Chinatown, been there, the East Village, been there, Lower East Side of Manhattan, and then other areas in Brooklyn. So the city, how do you do that? How do you get rid of rats? You're going to have a bunch of dead rats around in the city. They're going to install solar compactors with rat-resistant openings and replace wire waste baskets with steel cans. That makes sense, because then they can't get in, right? Except for the ones that are like dogs and could probably jump on the top of it. I don't know. How do you get rid of rats, right? I know somebody that had a rat business. They made a ton of money. They're the one living on an island, not me. Radio rat dispensing. Maybe I need to change careers. Hang with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy. healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody, are you back rocking it since that July 4th break? Hopefully some of you had a break. I know a lot of people that don't take breaks. They don't take vacations. And you need to take, man, I mean, I hate to tell people to do anything, except for I would say I'd love to see, let's put it this way, I challenge you to find more times to find balance in your life. Although I have no balance in my life, I'm trying to do the same thing, so I completely get it. Because I got a couple of emails from some of you, and we're going to check the mailbag next, saying that you only had a day off here or there, and it's like, wow. It'd be great to see, it'd be just great to see some of you have, again, have more time to take a breath here and there. All right, speaking of what's happening in the world and not taking a break, Amazon never takes a break, right? I don't know how many people work for Amazon, but it's got to be an ungodly amount of number. A number of people. Amazon is just owns the world, right? Jeff Bezos. So Amazon Prime Day, they say, was the biggest sales day in company history. They reported record sales for their third time they've done it. They beat their numbers for the last Black Friday and Cyber Monday periods. Prime Day sales were higher than both shopping holidays combined. Prime Day kicked off on Monday, offered 30 hours of deals, sales uptick of more than 60% compared to last year. Wow, 60%. And they say it was the biggest ever for Amazon devices. The most popular item was the Echo Dot smart speaker, priced at $35, down from $50. You know, I got my nephew for his birthday one of those Echo Dots, and I thought he'll love it. It's small. He can yell things out at it, whatever. And when I went to see them in Florida, when I went to see my family in Florida, turns out that there's so much pull on their internet that the Echo Dot would just push them right over the top. Yeah. If you had an Echo Dot, it wouldn't work because he couldn't do it because then it would just kill their internet that they had lousy internet service. I mean, how can you have lousy internet service anymore? Because you can't afford to have lousy internet service. Everything runs on the internet. Don't they know that? Come on now, right? But the point of that story is just, it's interesting that Amazon, I mean, it's not a shock, but Bezos, when it comes to innovation, jumping on top of everything, I mean, he owns the territory. He doesn't have to look for a map. He isn't. He's the territory. No one's knocking this guy out of the game. But he's knocking a lot of people out of their games. A lot of people. Yeah. Let's jump back to what you care about. How much I'm going to pay. And that means taxes. So check this out. I'm going to give you some numbers. So close your ears if you don't want to hear the ugly numbers. According to the Tax Policy Center, about 20% of taxpayers, they say, are going to pay higher taxes under the Trump administration, under this whole reform thing. Here's what the analysis is. Of course, there's not a lot that's known, but just based on the summary of their plans, overall, 71% of taxpayers would have a lower tax bill, but in every income level, some would end up paying higher taxes. So what does that mean? So specifically, here's how it looks. The very rich and the very poor would be among those that wouldn't be affected by the higher rates. About 2% of taxpayers who make more than $3.4 million a year would be hit with a tax increase. I'm just going to say, I get it. People want to keep more money, and what's fair is fair. That's why I'm for a flat tax or the fair tax, whatever. But we don't have that, so I can be a unicorn and tell you about my big plans, but it's not happening, it's not being voted on, it's none of that. So 2% of taxpayers who make more than $3.4 million a year would be hit with a tax increase. 7% of taxpayers making less than $25,000 a year would see their tax bills go up. Oh, that's not good. 7% of taxpayers, I'm going to say this again, 7% of taxpayers making less than $25,000 a year would see it go up or get less money back from tax credits like the earned income tax credit. So that, like I said, not a good thing. 75% of middle income taxpayers, those who earn between $48,000 and $86,000, would see their taxes decrease. So you got to find these sweet spots, right? But the remainder of that group, 24%, would see their taxes go up or have to pay about $1,000 more. That's a pinch. Most taxpayers will pay less under the plan, according to the Tax Policy Center. And the Tax Policy Center says it assumes the mortgage interest deduction would be retained. Oh, I hope so, because it's so much money. Not really. But it is a break. And as would the deductions for charitable donations and other deductions, state and local taxes, medical expenses, some of that would be eliminated. The earned income tax credit, which is used by the working poor, would be retained, but the head of household filing status would be eliminated. So that could be tricky for some people. Nobody likes taxes. Nobody likes doing them. Nobody likes figuring it out. But that's why I say, I think in schools, we really have to educate kids on financial matters, because going blindly into the future is just not an option. I've said this before, I'm no stockbroker, but I've had to school myself on finances because of my own finances, because of being in broadcasting, moving around, being a speaker, knowing the differences, knowing what you're taking, keeping, and blah, 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 and knowing the stock market, knowing how to diversify and do what you have to do to have, you know, to protect yourself for the future. And I think everybody could stand a little bit of that, right? And not pay for it. I think it should be something that you get in school so that you're comfortable and right away, you know, look, you know where you're going. This is a depressing story, and it's a beautiful place where I spent some of my childhood, and it's very sad. New Hope, Pennsylvania is a gorgeous area. It's not too far outside of Pennsylvania. They've got this beautiful canal where you've got a horse that pulls the boats along. It's amazing, New Hope. But now it's turned into this nightmare. The body of one of four missing Pennsylvania men found there, a 19-year-old. They say it's a homicide, and they had a big press conference about it. And apparently, this body that was found was that of Dean Finicciari. And Finicciari and three other guys between 19 and 22 years old went missing over a bunch of days within miles of each other. And he was last seen on July 7th. So it's kind of an all-hands-on-deck situation in Philly. This area is north of Philadelphia. And they found his body in a 12-foot deep common grave on this property. And the property is pretty big, 90-acre property, right? And there's all kinds of crazy surrounding this bizarre story, these kids and this age and what's happened and these kids that are missing, 19, 22-year-old. And now what they're saying is they realize, I mean, they're going to find, if they find them, they're going to be dead. And they're saying just basically, we want to bring each of these men home. That's what we want to do. But what has happened here is just creepy. This missing grad student was feared dead. I mean, what's this weird cycle of what's happening here? And other human remains were found inside that one grave. And the property that's owned by the DiNardios, Antonio and Sandra, their son was arrested in suspicion of stealing and attempting to sell a car owned by one of the missing men. So all of this makes no sense as they try to sort out the pieces, but they're trying to find the guys. They're trying to find the bodies, basically. So did he kill these four guys? Why would he kill the four guys? I don't know. A very sick, twisted, sad, depressing end in a place called New Hope, Pennsylvania. Going to the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers.
Boy, am I ever ready for the mail?
Letters, packages, and paper. They may have some fun. And
love it.
A little later.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun with this. We're going to dive into the mailbag, and let's do it. This one is from Abby, who says, Kate, I heard you had that young lad on Donovan talking about cars. I even remember his name. I thought I was so impressed. I thought he was older than that. I heard you mention it. I went back and even listened to one of your replays of it through TuneIn, and, you know, I was wondering about this Dodge Viper. You were talking about cars. And I know you were talking about Mercedes and liking Mercedes, but would you drive a Viper? Now, you got to be kidding me, Abby. Would I drive a Viper? Would I drive an exotic car for free? I mean, would I, if I could afford some crazy exotic car and it was no problem? I guess, you know? But the Viper is awesome, and it's funny. And the reason I bring up Abby, because I culled through all my email and looked at different topics people had sent, and I just was with young Donovan because I was with his mother at an event for the speaking industry and a bunch of other speakers. But anyway, we had time to spend some time together, and he was showing me his car, some of the cars he had taken pictures of, and one of them was this Viper. And the timing's crazy too, because Fiat Chrysler is going to close the Detroit factory where workers made the Viper supercar by hand. That's what was so wild about this car. And, of course, an Italian-American automaker, right? They're going to close the plant on August 31st, and they're going to offer jobs to all of the workers there, which that part's good. This is wild, though. They built the plant in 66. They got about 87 people that work there. So after 2016. The Viper production ends in 2017. That's it. Done. Finito. That just means the price of any Vipers out there, too, also, by the way. Shoot up. Right? Of course, we're talking about... just a rare car. It's a beaut. And Abby's got me going down this road where I'm thinking, oh, lottery. That's what I would do. Just for fun. Just for fun, we could just throw it all out there and not have to worry. Yeah, that would be it. All right, so let's move to another one. How about this? This one is from John, listening to us in Sarasota. And John says, Kate, did I hear right that you were in the Sunshine State? How dare you not come and visit us in Sarasota? How can it be? Oh, I am so depressed because you've talked about coming here and doing a remote. You know what? I have friends in Sarasota. I would love to go to Sarasota. I will go to Sarasota. There is no way, no how. I had no time to be going to Sarasota because it was pretty much boom, in and out. That's it. No time. And when you have no time, there's no way to, I don't care what Einstein says, there's no way for me to expand it. So therefore, my answer is I will be in Sarasota here in the next couple of months. This just wasn't the right time because I didn't have enough time to be able to do that. Or trust me, I would have done it. Oh, absolutely. I would have done it. Let's move on to another one. How about this one? This one is from, I'm laughing because you're the topic. I decided I was just going to scattershoot and do all kinds of topics. This one is from Gary. Kate, I love America Tonight. Sometimes you do odd stories. Did you see the story about the funeral home and the maggots? Wouldn't it be awful if you had a family member there? Yeah, this was out of Detroit, too. We're talking another Michigan story. A Michigan funeral home had to shut it down because there's these allegations of maggots in the garage, they say, and unrefrigerated bodies stored for months, of course. So if you have this strong smell of decomposition, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, just deplorable, awful, ridiculous, outrageous conditions. And, of course, they're going to find out, and they're going to shut it down. So it's sick and sad for anybody who had family members brought there. State inspectors go in, and that's what they find. I mean, not good. And apparently, they've had several violations of this. So I think it's got to be shuttered, exactly. I mean, how many families have funeral arrangements pending at this Flint, Michigan funeral home that are hearing this news? It's not good. I mean, come on, give me a break. No, it's awful is what it is. Oh, I'd be enraged. I can't even imagine. It's depressing enough. Look, I don't care who it is in your family, somebody close to you, friend, whatever, somebody passes, that's the last thing that you want to hear. Come on. It's the last thing you want to hear. Any of these weird, twisted things with funeral homes. That's why that goes back to, way back when, like when I was a kid growing up, and probably many of you, you knew everybody, right? You knew the butcher. My mother still knew my grandmother, it would have really been her generation, but even in my mother's generation and a little bit in mine, you knew all the people. You knew the person who did the dry cleaning. You knew the doctors. They knew everything about your family. They knew you. You had these connected lives where you knew who you were getting your car from, who was taking care of your car. And now we move around so much, and I'm one of those people that you don't know that. You've got to rely on local knowledge, and the funeral home would be a big part of that because you entrusted them with your loved one, and you didn't worry about it. You knew that it was going to be excellent, it was going to be classy, it was okay, it was good. Because you were feeling awful no matter how they passed or what happened. And then these stories crop up and you think, oh, man, you got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding. Getting that call would be like just a kick in the gut. All right, so once again, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole. This one is from Tony, listening to us in Austin. Oh, just like Jake. No news of Jake. Okay, so the gist of this is, what do you think about this gene therapy and this leukemia treatment that they say could be a real game stopper? I was reading about it in a newspaper article, Kate, and I wondered if you had heard anything about what the FDA is going to do. Are they going to move forward with it or not? Leukemia, especially childhood leukemia, is so devastating. I had a niece that had it, luckily survived, but it was really a nightmare for all concerned in my family. Yeah, you know, we probably read the same thing. The FDA is saying an advisory panel voted 10-0 on Wednesday in favor of this treatment developed by the University of Pennsylvania. Boy, University of Penn, that they come up with some good stuff, but the Novartis Corporation, and the Novartis Corporation was part of this. The FDA follows recommendations from the panels, but they don't have to. The therapy is probably the first of a wave of treatments, they say, custom-made to target a patient's cancer. It's called CAR-T, and it involves removing immune cells from a patient's blood, reprogramming them to create a bunch of cells that can zero in and destroy cancer cells and inject them back into the patient. So let me explain this. So it creates an army of cells that zero in on it and destroy the cancer cells, then inject them and inject the cells back into the patients. That's crazy. Wow, that is a huge advancement if that's what the deal is with that. So I guess they had all kinds of discussions about it, but it would be for kids and young adults with the most common form of childhood cancer, which they call ALL. And the first kid to get it, it was experimental, was 5 years ago, and there was a 12-year-old who got it and is now cancer free. It really, really worked. So the FDA is expected to decide whether to approve it, the treatment, in the next couple of months. Wow, that is great. I mean, listen, cure for any kind of cancer, help for any kind of cancer that seems to work. Yeah, bring it on. You know, I mean, all of you know, or maybe you don't, because I don't talk about it very often, but I spent way too much time watching really, really young women and men with kids, young kids, and young kids themselves getting cancer treatments, and it just blew my mind how they respond. I mean, how they, of course, were optimistic and were going about their everyday life, but were so young to be getting those kinds of treatments. And when my mom was getting treatments at, it was called Fox in Philadelphia, I really got to see the side of what that's like, even though many times in my life I've talked to people who have devastating cancer diagnoses, and on this show we certainly have, but to see it up close and personal a lot was really sad, and really, really how hopeful the people just are living a normal life. What can you do? And any kind of treatment that we know has a great chance, experimental into, let's get it approved, and it's helped already some people, go for it. Why not? I mean, whatever it takes, because we seem to be so far behind that eight ball, don't we? Definitely. All right, I got one more quickly here, and this one is, hey, Kate, did you see the movie Wonder Woman? This one is from Bob listening to us in St. Louis, and what did you think? Of course I saw Wonder Woman. Are you kidding me? I saw Wonder Woman. I thought it was good. I liked it. I liked the actress who plays her. I thought she did a good job. Gal Gadot. She was great. Coming up next, Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. you can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kate Delaney, final segment for this hour of America Tonight. I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm enjoying it, right? I'm enjoying hanging out with all of you, you know, virtually anyway. That's because that's what it is, let's face it. We're hanging out virtually, and that, I think that's a good thing. And I also want to welcome in another affiliate to America Tonight. Wow, our Adam Miller is something, this guy. So, who is the GCN affiliates relations guy? KVBR, 1340 AM, adding America Tonight to their lineup. Yay! Where is KVBR 1340? It's in Brainerd, Minnesota. They've got about 13,000 people. Actually, I know somebody from there. So very cool. So thanks, Danny Wild, who's the op manager there. Be fun to take a trip to Minnesota, because actually there's lots of cool places we could see, including in that area. So I looked it up and talked to somebody. But we appreciate you and appreciate all of our affiliates. It's time now for another one of those fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo.
Bingo!
All right, bingo. That means that we're inviting in Nathan Reeder. Hi, Nathan Reeder. How are you?
It's me, and that's true.
Oh, that's a little rhyme. That's just jets over the top. Please give me a break.
Whoa.
That's funny. So there's a show called Project Runway, and they're doing something really unique. They're going to feature models, not unique, but they're going to feature models from size 0. Who is a size 0 to 22? So that means they're including bigger women. All they're calling it real women, the Real Woman Challenge, Project Runway, diverse shapes and sizes. It only took them season 16 to do that.
I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Fruits and nuts shredded or bingo. I mean, people do come in all different sizes.
Yeah, bingo there, and then fruits and nuts for season 16 added in. I'm pretty sure you could have sold the people on this idea.
A long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. I agree. All right, how about this? I want to give you something good. And what is good? I guess if everybody's definition may be a little bit different. But how about this? How about the fact that when we look at Jupiter's giant red spot, because there's that big red spot, they've got photos. So NASA scientists and space junkies on Wednesday got a look at Jupiter's giant red spot. It's this weird area, Nathan, that has stargazers kind of questioning what's that for hundreds of years. It's a swirling 10,000-mile-wide storm that's been spinning and twisting across the largest planet in the solar system since, they say, anyway, 1830. And the pictures are spectacular. They are. They had cameras that took photos of it, did a little flyby, and it's a pulsating, weird red giant spot. They say winds peak on the giant red spot at about 400 miles an hour. Wow. Fruits and nuts, shred it, bingo. What do you think?
Oh, that's fruits and nuts and bingo. Whoa. I mean, that planet, first of all, it's humongous.
Awesome. Huge.
Yes. If you go by all that astrological reading, that's my commander-in-chief, that there Jupiter planet, and probably because of that humongous storm cloud rolling across it.
Yeah, I'm going to say bingo, too.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. I'm going to say that. All right, you're going to like this one, or you're not going to like it necessarily, but the U.S. is one of the world's laziest countries, and it's making us fat. So how do we come up with that? There was a study by Stanford University researchers. They used step counters installed in smartphones to track the walking activities of about 700,000 people in 46 countries around the world. The least laziest city or people were the Chinese, in particular in Hong Kong. The people in Hong Kong average at least 6,800 steps a day. The worst nation was Indonesia. People walked half as much. Americans, pretty close to them. The average American is walking about 4,774 steps. So their conclusion is that the United States, because of the inactivity, that what's happened is that's why it spiked obesity levels. And people that live in high-density cities or more suburban settings makes a difference. So they looked at a couple of different locations and could try to compare them that way. What do you think?
I'm kind of leaning towards shred it because I feel like this has been a truth for quite some time.
Right.
Especially since a lot of the suburban development over the past 20 years and food science getting trillions of dollars pushed through advertisement to work appropriately, and it's working. Food science.
It's working.
Bliss points, baby.
Exactly. It's working, baby. You're a Game of Thrones person, aren't you?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, that's
in
shocking.
Fact, it's weird because me and my girlfriend were trying. We saw some picture of some people dressed up and were like, what are they dressed up from? And had to try to figure it out and try to figure out the name for the Game of Thrones show. The one that's on HBO. You know that one?
Yeah, yeah.
With the guys and the girls and the drama.
I watch it.
Yeah. Is it dramatic?
it's dramatic and bloody and like a fantasy tale that could be real, you almost think. It is well done.
Cool.
It is well done, but
I've
you know
very
what?
Very good things.
It's you don't want to get sucked into too much TV, though, either.
But right? Why not, so that, Kate?
No, because that whole thing about no steps, it kind of leads to the no steps thing.
But I want my MTV.
I want my MTV. Me too. I'd rather listen to music. I kind of agree. I have times that I just want to listen to music. Okay, so speaking of that, if you go on a road trip, you get to listen to lots of music, theoretically, right? Plug in your iPod, plug in your phone, whatever it is.
You know what I do is listen to the radios across the country, but that's just me.
I do, too. I think there's people right now listening to us like that. If you are, you can always call us. You know that, right? At 855-266-5283. So I was looking at the GoBankingRates.com. They've chosen a can't-miss stop in every single state. They're doing these bucket list destinations in the U.S. And, boy, the bucket list destinations are pretty interesting. And it includes, in Wyoming, of course, Yellowstone National Park. Have you ever been to Yellowstone?
Nope.
Had any desire to go to Yellowstone?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. I've heard more people talk about it and say, oh, it's just the greatest thing. You would love it if you went there. Oh, you'd think it's just the best. So that's one of the places. And, of course, there's a whole list of others, and a lot of them have to do with the national parks and some of our cities that are just in incredible areas.
Any weird
whether
ones?
It's, yeah, you know, I was looking at weird ones, and there is a weird destination, a Harold Warp Aluminum Museum in Kearney, Nebraska.
Oh, you could go back to Kearney.
Yeah, and it was on the list.
Did you ever go to the aluminum museum?
I did. I had an aunt that visited from Chicago, and she's just great. And everywhere I went, all these crazy cities and places I went, she would come and visit, and we went. She found that museum, and we went to that museum.
That's
you believe it?
Amazing.
Yeah, that's a bingo. I think bucket lists and cool places are bingos. Here's another good one for you, and it made the list. Bubblegum Alley in San Luis Obispo, California. Everybody sticks bubblegum on the wall. It's this cool little alley. I loved it.
Awesome.
Sounds weird, but it sounds cool. It's really cool.
Yeah,
awesome. So that's a bingo for me. Bingo for you. Bingo for me. We end on a high note. Nathan Reeder, thank you so much.
You got it, Kate Delaney. And what up, Brainerd?
Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo will do it again. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.